Toivon tilanteen suuri kotiinpaluu ja on hienoa, että olette täällä mukana. Welcome to all. And welcome to all. I think we will have the speeches in English now because we have, in addition to me, I'm the exhibition coordinator Asta Puhuman. We have the curator Gary Evers here. And from Tongo Finland Foundation, Doug Taylor, as an honored guest straight from Los Angeles. And they will give speeches in just a little sec. Just about the program for the evening. We have Atelier O'Hara photographing kind of a performance until 10 o'clock. There's a photograph by the Alice in Wonderland exhibition for a little amount of money, a picture about the month. Well, they have made this special background for us, and you can take photographs at Atelier O'Hara. And then we also have a gay chorus performance out loud.
Thank you very much, Asta. Before I say a few words about the exhibition and our relationship with the Tongo Finland Foundation and the Turku Foundation, I'd like to say a couple of thank yous. Firstly, I'd like to thank Asta Bowman, who's just been talking, who's been this incredible sort of bridge between Liverpool, Los Angeles, Berlin, Turku, Helsinki, and she's really held it all together, having to speak to mad people by email in the middle of the night and telephone calls. So Asta, you've done the most amazing, incredible job in putting this all together and helping Dirk and myself and Clara and Rita make this a wonderful show. So thank you so much for all your help and support and advice
over
the last year. Thank you so much. A round of applause for Asta, because she's been incredible. I'd like to thank our sponsors, QX and Cruiser from Sweden, who are the biggest gay brand in Scandinavia, who've been remarkable and so supportive, and supporting the exhibition throughout the whole year while it's in Turku. I'd like to also thank, particularly like to thank Caroline Hall, who's been the coordinator for the project and from the visual art program, and her assistant who's now taking over because Clara's about to have a baby. So I'd like to also thank Rita, who's been the last 2 weeks been extraordinary in helping and supporting the final touch to the exhibition. I'd also like to thank, in the UK, the organisation I work for called Homotopia. And Homotopia is a queer arts organisation, and we did the retrospective as part of the biennial in 2008, and it was an extraordinary experience for lots of reasons. Not only because it gave the organisation borders to another level, but it transformed who we were as an organisation. We included visual art for the first time as part of the biennial. It attracted 7,000 visitors in 10 weeks, which was extraordinary. And with the help of Dirk and his team in Los Angeles, it was truly a remarkable experience. Let's take this forward now to where we are tonight in Turku in 2011. Well, it's really obvious by calling it Tom's Coming Home. Some people thought it was cheesy, some people thought it was kitsch. I think it's fabulous because Tom returns to his native Turku. It's a magical moment because this year is also the anniversary of his death. He died 20 years ago. It's a really special moment for the Los Angeles Foundation in bringing this exhibition of Homotopia back to his home. It's remarkable because for me, as a gay man coming out in the late 80s under a government under Mrs. Thatcher, it was really hard to find your feet if you were gay and know where you were coming from because of so much persecution in the media. And I always think back to the days when Tom Field was quite a radical revolutionary in creating these archetypes of masculine, heroic, gay, queer men at a time when it was pretty much forbidden. So I like to salute that in terms of his vast contribution to popular culture in fashion, in art, in political tolerance. But I'm incredibly humbled by being here tonight with Dirk from the Foundation and with the Turku Foundation. It's a really special moment for all of us. And I wish this every success, and thank you for having us. And Dirk, thank you for collaborating on such an amazing project. I'd like to hand over to Doug Dana, the president of the Dolcomathan Foundation, and thank you for coming this evening.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to just tell you that the reason why the Dolcomathan Foundation is in America is only because I was in America and I was wanting to help Tom in preserving his career and preserving his art. And the reason why I did that was that at the age of 26, when I experienced his art and met him, and introducing him to some other friends, and I got to hear what he had done for them, because I didn't grow up with his work. And I got to hear firsthand how he had actually given them a sense of pride on who they were and really helped them in developing as young men. And I said to him, you know, we have to preserve your legacy somehow. We have to keep it so that it will carry on long after you're gone. And that was the reason I was in. But I want to say that his foundation, and we do all sorts of programs for erotic artists and nurture them, and as he would have wanted it. But his collection and his work and the foundation belongs to all of us. Every one of you that's here, it's part of the public domain, and we want to share it with you. We want to continue it to be shared. And it's 20 years since he's died, and it's really great to see his legacy and his influence carrying on. One of the most, I have a car in Los Angeles that sort of decoupaged with Dolcomathan art, and his newest fans are young women between the ages of 20 and 30, and they get so excited and jump up and down and want to have their pictures taken with his work, because they're the newest ones on the block that are being liberated from the sexual confines of not being able to think and express and enjoy sexuality. And Tom's work speaks about that liberation, and they just said, yes, you know, this is about celebration, and they get it. And so the magic of his work goes across all continents and all places, and he chose to do this, and he's really, he's a social liberator and has had that his intent all along. There'll be a little lecture that will actually be on DVD that will play here during the exhibition, and we're going to put it up on YouTube and relate it to Durko, and it's where he actually admits, you know, that he didn't want to actually try to brainwash anybody, but he had to admit to himself and to that he did intend. He wanted to actually change culture. He wanted the way that society looked upon homosexuals in a different way. And he wanted people to feel proud about who they were and to enjoy, just to enjoy sexuality. And that doesn't mean just sex. That means just who we are as a people. And so he got me enrolled, and I really think that all of you are his ambassadors. And so allow yourselves to enjoy and celebrate his work, and tell your friends, and let, you know, let it continue. And we were at the Venice Biennale, and there's a beautiful XXL book out on him now, and he's in the MoMA exhibition that travels to Berlin. And I want you to be proud of who he was and who he is, because he is truly one of the great knights of the world, and so enjoy and keep on enjoying, and enjoy yourselves in your lives, because that's what he would want. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So now we do one last thing, and I tried it in the other room, but it looked very formal, lots of suits, and now it looks more relaxed. I want to put a glasses, and although I haven't my glass, but I'll pretend I have a glass. Please raise your glass for Tom's coming home. Hip hip, hurry!